Ryan Jansen is the vice president of the board for the 21st annual Lacrete Field of Dreams Pro Rodeo coming up August the 5th and 6th. He joins us on the line today. Ryan, thank you very much for joining us. How goes final preparation for the rodeo?
Well, first of all, Keith, hey, I appreciate you reaching out to us. And no, we're pretty excited to have the rodeo up and running again this year. We're in the last stages this week here, getting stuff ready, but it's going great. We've got great support from the community, helping us out with sponsors and all of that, and we got a great committee, a lot of volunteers. It's a lot of work, but it's all coming together good, and we'll be ready to rodeo come Tuesday night.
I'm thinking lots of events are happening within the event. Of course, the rodeo is the main attraction. Are there other things going on?
Yeah, we've got, so during the intermission, we got the calf scramble. There'll be two of those, two different age limits. I think 6 and under is the first one, and then 6 to 10 is the second one, where we have the kids chase a calf and pull the ribbon off a calf tail to the winner. The winner of that wins a bike. And then we've also got a pretty neat deal this year, sponsored by Blackstone Homes. We've got a cash grab. And we'll be handing out, I think it's like $1,500 a day. We'll be sticking a bunch of cash on the cows, and that'll give the adults an opportunity to go out there and make some money while they're at the rodeo. And also, we got a great entertainer coming again this year, Ricky Tikki Wanchuk. I think he's a 3- or 4-time entertainer of the year here in Canada. He'll be up here again, and the kids love him. So we got great entertainment lined up. We got some fun for the family. And also, it's going to be a pretty good show. It's a pro rodeo. Looking at our contestant list, we've got our list looks just as good as it does if you're going to the CFR in Edmonton in the fall. So we're pretty excited about what we got coming up, Keith.
It certainly sounds like that. You mentioned the attendance, and you mentioned the community jumping on board for an event like this. How has attendance been in the last little while?
Our attendance has been phenomenal. Honestly, day one, we packed the bleachers, we packed the stands. I think we've been running at about 2,500 people on day one most years. Second day is a little lighter in attendance, but still very, very well attended. I think I would have to say we're probably one of the better attended rodeos in Western Canada. It's been awesome to see the community come out, and we're just happy to put on a good show. It's good entertainment. I know we live a long ways away from anywhere, it seems like, a lot of times, but if you can bring a show like this to town, I think it's awesome for everybody.
In your mind here, Ryan, having attendance like that, what does that say for a small town and small jurisdiction rodeos that say, hey, we could compete with the people in Calgary and the people in Pinoca, the big-time rodeos?
I think it sends a loud message. Yeah, we can compete for sure. We've got the attendance. We got the volunteer group. I'll pat ourselves on the back here a little bit. Last year, we moved up into the SMS Pro Tour, which puts us in the large category for rodeos. And voted on by the contestants, the CPRA contestants, we got the Large Committee of the Year award last year. So that was a great honor for us to receive that. And I think that just goes to show the amazing community we have behind us to put a show like this on. It's pretty exciting.
Wow, award winning! Congratulations,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Thank you.
The 21st Annual Field of Dreams Stampede coming to the Lacrete Field of Dreams Pro Rodeo and the Lacrete Rodeo Grounds Tuesday and Wednesday, August the 5th and 6th. Ryan, how much is everybody looking forward to this year?
I think from what we're hearing, everybody's pretty excited. I know we as a committee, we're excited. And from what I'm hearing around town is everybody's ready to roll, getting geared up for the rodeo.
Ryan Jansen is the vice president of the board of the Lacrete Field of Dreams Pro Rodeo. Ryan, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you reaching out to us, Keith.